Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so I wanted to thank everybody for coming. Obviously, it's great to see members of the media as best as we can see each other in these times. And certainly, it's a busy day for the Warriors with some news-making events that we'll get to both. We want to thank everybody watching on Warriors.com as well as NBC Sports Bay Area, and welcome to Thrive City and hanging out here. Initially, Bob Myers will talk about Klay Thompson's injury update, and then we will have our draft picks, which is obviously an incredible day for them and their family and really a realization of a lifelong dream. So question-wise, it'll be a little bit different. With all the protocols, Bob has been tested, I've been tested, the players have been tested, which is why we don't have a mask on, and we are 6 feet away, so we're definitely in accordance with everything in the city. We will not have informal questions and gatherings afterwards, so this is the time to talk to Bob and talk to the players. Raise your hands, identify yourself, and we'll do it that way. I know we normally will do some Q&A and then have a breakdown session. We're unable to do that health and protocol-wise right now. So those are kind of the rules of the road. So, Bob, why don't you address Klay Thompson's injury situation and kind of your thoughts and where we are as a team regarding that.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks to everybody that's here. I want to apologize to the Wiseman family and representatives and also the Mannions that we have to do this today regarding Klay. This is their day, and I'm happy that we're splitting it up and having the Klay questions now. So like Bob mentioned, if you have the Klay stuff, let's do that now, because after this segment, it should be about them. It's a huge day and an exciting day for these young men, and let's celebrate that. In regards to Klay, I don't know what to say. I mean, everybody knows now, but there's a lot on my mind. Spoke to him yesterday, spoken to some of our other players, got the news. Sitting next to our owner, Joe Lacob, and Steve Kerr's 4 or 5 feet away. And when you get those phone calls, and I'm not comparing this to what a lot of people are going through right now. I don't want to make that comparison, because there's people that are suffering and you know illnesses that can't be cured that are going on out in the world, and especially now. But in our job, in my job, these are those phone calls where your face, you know, the color drains from your face. And got a text message from his agent and said, "Hey, Klay might have hurt himself. Call me." And what I do, it's not that we can't deal with these things. We do, and we will, and we have. But speaking for myself and our owner and our coach and all the people I work with and our players, what hurts the most, and speaking on behalf of Klay, We will move on, and we will be okay, and he will be okay. But what hurts the most is the time we put into our jobs, the sacrifices we make to do what we do and to do what he does. And for him to have to now not be able to play basketball, that's the pain. That's the pain we feel for him. Being here from day one, since Klay showed up 9 years ago, or however many years ago it was, watching his journey, watching his growth. Nobody deserves this, and like I said, nobody deserves anything like this that befalls them, but this is a guy that loves basketball. He bleeds basketball. We talked today, and I told him, I said, "Klay, I feel like for you, basketball is like air and water. You have to have it." And he just told me, he said, I've never not played basketball. Since 2000, or since whatever, 20, however many years ago, he's always played basketball. And it's very hard for an athlete, you know, sometimes you get to stop playing on your own time and on your own terms. And Clay's going to keep playing. But when it gets disrupted like this for an athlete of his caliber, it hurts. And it hurts us that care about him. I'm sure our fans that follow us, you know, feel the same way we do. And so, Bob, it's, I don't know. I can't sit here and say I feel good. I have confidence in our players. I have confidence in our coaches. I have confidence in our ownership. And we're going to keep moving. We're never going to stop. But to be truthful, this hurts. It hurts me, and I know it hurts our organization.
Is there anything without betraying any confidences that you can share regarding his injury and the prognosis to fully recover and be Clay Thompson himself again?
I spoke to actually Steve was there in L.A. today. He's obviously here, back here now. Flew out last night. Our trainer was there. To be fully transparent, I haven't had a lot of time. We got a lot of my job, our job. Time's not going to wait for the Warriors. They don't. I think people feel bad for us, but they don't stop for us. The league's not stopping for us. So we got to try to do what we can and get ready for next season. It's an Achilles tear. Prognosis for full recovery is very good. I'm sure I'll talk to the doctor that saw him at some point and talk to our trainer, but nothing. I don't want to share like the ins and outs. I don't know enough to know,
but it's totally understandable.
It's an Achilles tear, and we all kind of know what those mean. As far as degree and recovery time, I can't. Please give us a second to answer that question. Likely not playing this year. I mean, that's all I can say. I don't think anybody's saying or he's coming back, and I don't think anybody does in that time frame. So that's probably what I can say.
The other thing too is just where he fits in the friendship level of the team. The one thing with the Warriors that is so different from a lot of professional teams is there's a bond and a friendship through tough times and success, and we've all been together for such a long period of time that you almost heard as much on a personal level as where we're going to miss him professionally because of who he is.
Yeah, and for those of you that are brand new, like I said, the Mannion family, the Jessup, who's not here, and the Wiseman group, you will hopefully get to experience what makes us unique, in my opinion. Hopefully, in your journey and time with us, you'll find out who we are. And you have an idea of who we are. Maybe you've seen us play and win, but you don't know me. You don't know our coach. You don't know our owner. But in time, you will. But that takes time. And it takes pain. And it takes joy. And it takes all of it. And so when you talk about Clay, we've been through that with Clay. We've been through a rookie that couldn't make a shot that people laughed at and called him Clay Up because he couldn't make a layup. Quiet guy. For those of you in the media that have followed us and fans, this guy was a man of few words. I've watched him grow into a man. I've watched him win championships. I've watched him lose. I've watched him hurt himself in the NBA Finals. I've watched him rehab. We're going to watch him rehab again.
We watched him score 37 points in one quarter.
Watched him break the NBA record for three-pointers in a game.
In a game.
That's how you get to know somebody. So, yeah, it hurts. It hurts the longer you get to experience life with people, the more pain you have. But that's why you get invested in these relationships. That's why it's special. That's why over here maybe there'll be a statue of that guy. But I lean on our owner. I mean, I lean on our coach. I lean on our players. We call Steph Curry. We call Draymond Green. I mean, it's pain. But these are the same guys you hug when you get the trophies too. So you got to know somebody. You got to go through the battles with them to really feel what we feel right now as an organization.
If you have any questions, feel free to raise your hand. If this is the time to kind of discuss this with Bob, or if you have questions regarding Clay's injury update, just kind of wave at us. And then the next part of the press conference obviously will be the fun part and the realization of just great things happening for two young men with the Warriors. So feel free to start it off.
Anthony Flores with NBC Bay Area. Bob, just wondering what Clay's mood was like when you talked to him this morning.
I don't know. Probably what you'd expect. I mean, Clay has a strength of will, but right now it's a tough day for him. You know, it hurts. He'll get to a place, I think, where he's on the road. And but right now, you know, like you or I or anybody, this is a tough day for him to hear that news. It's hard. It's tough.
Hi, Bob. Janie McCauley from AP. Seeing all the young guys contribute this past season, when you were without Steph, when you were without Clay and Draymond, how much does that experience for so many young players that they got help you going into this, you know, missing Clay again? It's devastating, but these guys showed their energy and what they could do thrown into the mix.
Yeah, I'm, you know, in regards to how we responded last year, obviously our record was bad. That hurts. That hurts if you're a competitor. It hurt all our players. Nobody wants to lose. But I admire, I mean, you learn a lot about an organization in adversity. We got some more now. Life isn't, look, we've had our highs. We're going to have our lows. It doesn't pick and choose. It just is. And today and last night and yesterday, it's one of those hard ones. But like you mentioned, I admired the character. And Steve could speak more than I could about our team didn't break. I mean, what makes, I was talking to a general manager of another team the other day, and, you know, they got their own issues. And I said, the challenge in these times is staying together when your fabric is tested. And our fabric was tested last year, and people don't know it, and our record was 15-50. But we didn't break as an organization. You know, we didn't falter. We didn't start blaming people. And that's hard to do in this day and age. There's a lot of pressure, external, internal. So I was proud of our young players, proud of our veterans, proud of our coaching staff, proud of our front office. It's the hardest thing to do in sports is keep your team connected. Winning or losing, that is the number one thing.
Hi, Bob. Chris Alvarez from ABC7 over here to your right there. If you can, to what extent, tell us what the conversations are like when you broke the news to Steph and Draymond.
You know, I've learned in life sometimes words don't do it. It's not news you want to break on the phone, but that's how it was done, and it's a lot of silence. I don't know, I was with Joe and Steve and Kirk, and probably what you're hearing right now, nothing. What are you going to say? Those guys have been in it more than I have with Clay. There's no better bond than players with players, so I can't experience it from their standpoint. I know it hurts.
Bob, kind of looking, unfortunately, you have to look forward as well, and next man up. There'd been talk about Kelly Oubre agreeing to a deal. You have the $17 million trade exception. Anything you could share about where you guys go from here in terms of trying to fix the big hole that Clay left?
Yeah, Mark. I mean, we got this news, and we found ourselves with a hole at a position that we can't find many better guys to fill than a Clay Thompson. So now we write our board up, and we have a, under the two guard position, we had a blank space. That, you know, after processing that, like you mentioned, the league's not waiting for us. We got to do what we got to do. So we're exploring a lot of different things. I mean, I'm not saying this because the guy's 15 feet away from me. I am so lucky to have an owner and an ownership group like I have. And I don't know if the fans know, how lucky they are. My boss wants to win. My boss has never said, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I'd like to thank him for giving myself and our front office the opportunity to be aggressive. Because he wants to win. I could say he's doing it for the fans. He does it for them too, but he wants to win. And I want to win, and our coaching staff wants to win, and our players, our whole organization. But it is a business too, and sometimes, you know, you got to look at that part. But he does. In all fairness, I've been here 10 years. It's been about winning. So Mark, we're going to keep looking at what we can do and fill in that position and try to get the best player we can. Nothing's done as far as what you suggested or anything yet. But we got to look hard and look fast. And probably shouldn't even be up here. I should not even be doing this right now. But I got some great guys I work with that are working right now on what we can do. And so we got to fill that position and give our fans and our organization and all the people that support us the best chance to win next year that we can.
All right. Two more questions.
Hi, Bob. Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Is there a way you could put into words what Clay means to your team and your fabric?
Yeah, I mean, I no, but I will try. Clay is, I've never met anybody that doesn't like Clay. I talked to somebody today, an opposing coach just called me, and who I really admire and respect, called and said, "I'm very sorry about Clay." And I said, "I think there's two players in the NBA that everybody likes and respects, without a doubt." And I'm going to say the other guy's name. I don't think I'm going to get in trouble, but I'll say the other guy's name. I think it's Klay Thompson and Derrick Rose. Everybody, those two guys, I think, are universally beloved. And how your peers feel about you in life, I think, says more than anything else. And he's one. I really believe that. And I think that he is admired within. He's admired without. And you can't put in words what he means to our team, means to our fans, our coaching staff, his teammates. He's, like Bob mentioned, he's the memories. I mean, and by the way, there's more to come. There's more Clay memories to come and more great moments. But no, I mean, I can't do it justice. I'd rather have Steph or Steve or Draymond or people that have been in it with him tell you what he means, but for me, it's, I don't know, you guys know Clay a little bit. He's a unique one, but a wonderful man and wonderful basketball player.
All right, last question.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about the designated player exception you could maybe get with Clay. How is that process going, and I mean, do you have to apply for it, and where are you at on that?
I got our trusty David Kelly over here, not working, by the way. He's just standing with his hands in his pockets. He's in charge of that, and we've actually had those conversations. We had to await kind of what the severity of the injury was to sort of go down that road, but we should have that answer soon and see what optionality that provides. Nobody ever want a disabled player exception. Roughly means you lost a player for a year. You never want that for any player. You certainly don't want it for a Klay Thompson. So potentially it's another vehicle to look at. And we're kind of doing this on the fly too. But it's a fair question, and it's something we've looked into.
All right. So appreciate everybody jumping in on that. I think Bob's addressed the Klay injury update, and obviously we've got
all
three.
Right, we're going to cut off our friend Bob Fitzgerald there. You could hear the somber tone of Bob Myers talking about losing a player that is beloved throughout the entire organization, through the NBA, through the city, through the airwaves. Everybody likes Klay Thompson, and that is a big part of this being a painful moment in this team's history. How they get up from this moment, how Klay Thompson gets up from this moment is going to be extraordinary. The story of the rehab that he's already been through has been a long, arduous one, and what he has in front of him is still long and arduous. I see we have a collection of drafted players approaching the dais, so we will go back to the Warriors press conference, which is happening in the plaza right outside of Chase Center. Let's go back, sound courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area.
Well, this is kind of amazing. Pace Mannion was a Warrior draft pick, 43rd, so we've got another Mannion coming. Guys, let's start here. James, we'll start with you. I've never met anyone that just took Mandarin for fun in high school.
Right.
Like, you're that wants to be a business magnet, philanthropy, phenomenal basketball player, and very well-rounded. But address the emotion from last night. I think that the one cool thing about the draft is we saw guys with their families and what that moment meant. And certainly being a Warrior meant something to you. Why don't you share that with us a little bit?
Just me going through adversity this past year, me not being able to play in college, really brought me down because I text my teammates every day. So really just that focal point really just kind of settled in a little bit. But just knowing my mental toughness and how far I came and just putting in the work this past year really has brought me down to that emotional breakdown. But I just found myself and just was in an exciting moment. And this is a phenomenal moment for me. I'm just blessed to be in this position. So, yeah.
So, Nico, as you're watching the draft, we have to tackle Steve Kerr when any Arizona guys come up on the board. So that was really kind of a happy accident. As Steve had seen you play a collegiate game here at Chase Center. You've already played in this building. What was the draft night like for you and your family?
It was pretty much the same as James would say. I didn't go through the adversity he went through, not being able to play last year. But I think this 8 months for everyone in the draft was a long period of time to go through this draft process and ups and downs with the virus, not being able to scrimmage and play games. So I think it was just a rough time for everybody, and I think that kind of built up over time and kind of just brought a lot of emotions out last night.
Bob, what was it like in terms of a Zoom conversation with James, and then the league allowed you to go see him in person? And just, I don't think anyone's ever been scrutinized for 7 months before they were drafted. It's been such a unique year. Give us an idea of the thoughts on James Wiseman and why he was the Warriors selection.
Well, myself and Mike Dunleavy and Larry Harris got to see James Wiseman the last time he played basketball, which was up in Oregon. And we kind of yelled at him. We said, shut it down, James. Like, stop playing. You know, we'll take you. I'm kidding. I had no idea we were going to be as bad as we were at that point, or that would be his last game. But, no, I mean, I don't know James very well. I'm going to get to know him. I don't know Nico very well either. That takes a lot of time. But in regards to, you know, James, myself, and Steve Kerr, and our owner, Joe Lacob, and Rick Celebrini went out and saw him. And, you know, oftentimes we try to get to know somebody. And my favorite part of James was we went to a very socially distant, outdoor, safe meal with him. And he showed up by himself. And I like that. I think these guys are going to, they're young, both of them, but they're in a man's world now, and they're going to have to grow up. And I feel like now, I'm a parent of three daughters, the best thing you can do is let your kids, they gotta be on their own sometimes. And he handled himself well, and we got up from that dinner, we said, what a pleasant young man. And Steve Kerr went to Arizona, and Nico did, so I'm sure Nico's a wonderful guy too. But I sit here, and what I see of them, and I don't know them as well as many of you do. I see a seriousness, Bob, like a seriousness and a maturity about the game. They're coming to go to work. We're going to need them. And it's going to be fun. And I'm excited to watch them grow and embrace them into our family and our culture. I think we're lucky to have them, and they're lucky to have us.
James, your path is interesting in that to have Penny Hardaway be your high school and collegiate coach, and then during this pandemic time to be working with Dwayne Wade and LeBron's trainer in Miami, there was a serious approach to improving your body and your game and kind of the way you embraced working at becoming a better basketball player, even only being 19 years of age. Clearly, this is the goal and the lifelong dream. And I'm thinking how weird it's got to be to have gone to a Steph Curry youth camp and now be a teammate of Steph Curry's.
Right. I mean, it was a great moment just going to that camp and actually learning a lot of intangibles that he taught me, just like different moves and giving me basic information on like just to
Steph
be dedicated.
Steph showed you how to dunk a lot with given his size?
No, he taught me like a lot of guard skills and, you know, skills like that. So really he just taught me how to just gave me advice, gave all the campers advice, just stay dedicated to the game and just don't take it for granted. So I learned a lot from him just from that camp. But, I mean, this past year, just me going through this training process, this pre-draft process has been great. I've been working on my body, my mind, and just been trying to be the best version of myself.
Nico, you've had an interesting road yourself into being born in Italy. You've played internationally as a 17-year-old for Italy, the national team. Having that international flavor as well as coming to the United States – you also have attended a Steph Curry youth basketball camp, and now you're his teammate. That, I mean, to me, the world's kind of coming together, and your dad having played in the league, you've seen a lot as a very young man basketball-wise.
Yes, sir, I have. I was lucky enough to go over to Italy and play U16s and then play with their men's team the year after. And those experiences were great for me. I learned a whole lot, and it's a different style of basketball over there in Europe. So I kind of tried to just learn that style and incorporate it and try to bring it back to the U.S. Just to have more in my game. So those experiences were great for me. And like you said, my pops was drafted here. So when I heard the news I was coming here, that was super emotional just because that was in the back of my mind as well.
All right, I got to ask you before we open up the questions.
Hey, this is Damon Bruce from Damon Ratto and Kolsky. We are on the air, but we are out listening to the introductory press conference of the Golden State Warriors. Two top draft picks, James Wiseman and Nico Mannion, will go back to Chase Center.
I say Kevin Garnett, just his versatility, him being able to use his agility for his size and just space the floor out, and just being able to run, rebound, and block shots, and just watching his tenacity for the game really improved my mental and just made me work even harder to just get to that point or just get to that pinnacle.
They always talk about jumpers for big guys. Like, dunks are still really cool, too. Like, don't feel, you know,
right.
Don't get rid of that part of your game. That still
no,
works
not at all.
Really good when you're
7'1". Yes, sir.
Nico, someone that you enjoyed or emulated or looked up to basketball-wise besides your dad?
Of course, my pops. I watched, got to see some of his clips. But I'd say the player that I look up to the most and kind of watch the most film on and study the most is probably Steve Nash, just because of his IQ and the way he sees the game, and plus the kind of person he is off the court. So I'd say Steve Nash alongside with my pops.
All right, if you got questions for either James, Bob,
can I jump in and ask them a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Bobby.
I don't know. I want to hear him say something in Mandarin to our we have a multicultural fan base. So I'd love to hear some Mandarin if you could say, like, I'm excited to be here. And Nico, you got any Italian or? Yeah, maybe some. Oh. I'm excited to be here in Mandarin and Italian.
Now, James, you should know. I mean, outside of mainland China, one of the largest populations of Chinese Americans is right here in San Francisco. So yeah, they're going to check your Mandarin. So if you haven't been studying, don't say something crazy that doesn't work out.
What's your Jamusa? What's your Megrin Busa Jongren? What's your Jongwa Tai? What's your Megwa Tai? And what's your Juan Don Lacho?
And that
and
was,
that means?
I think he said Bob Myers is a great GM.
Nico in Italiano, please.
So contento di stare qua a San Francisco e giocare con questi giocatori e questa squadra.
Now, Bob's been in the league forever.
How great is that?
Well, no, the nice thing is,
I can't speak any language.
If you need to argue with an official, do it in Mandarin or Italian, and you will not get technical fouls. You've discovered a unique skill that will work out for everybody. So if you got a question for either the guys or Bob Myers, raise your hand. Get over here.
Hola. Me llamo es Damon Bruce. That's the best I can do right there. A very
bonjour.
Fluid and fluent situation, if you don't mind me saying, with the Golden State Warriors this afternoon. Welcome back. Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game. And we will actually have James Wiseman and Bob Myers joining us in just a little bit with our own interviews today after what has been a trying and pressure-packed and emotion-filled 24 hours for a lot of people involved, from the young men who got drafted, from the adults in the room who have...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.